Okay, we're holding in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Dalet. Reish Nun Gimel Sif Dalet. Yesh Limcha is a very interesting mechaber here. Yesh Limcha is Biyad Hanayagim. You should protest in those who have the custom Lahatmin Mi Ba'ojoim that they insulate. We'll see in a moment what that means. From Erev Shabbos, kumkum shomayim chamim, a flask of hot water. V'noisnim oisam l'soy chakedera b'Shabbos k'shatav shom etztamek. And then they put it into the kedera on Shabbos when the tavshil is mitztamek. So what is going on here? So let's see the Mishnah Berura, Sifkatan Peidalit. Hanoyagin lahatmin, roitzo loymar. It happens to be a big machlaikas, I think, if I remember correctly, how to learn up this the makar of this mechaber, but this is how the Mishnah Berurah learns. Right, to loymer shemechinim mi ba'oijay mayim chamim. They prepare hot water from Erev Shabbos. Pen yitzdarich lares eisan l'seichat tavshil. Just in case their food ends up getting a little burnt, and they have to add hot water. So where are they getting the hot water from? So they prepare hot water from before Shabbos in order that maybe they'll need to pour it in on Shabbos into the tavshil. So the mechaber wants to be moicha. Why? He doesn't really explain why. So says the Mishnah Berurah. The pamim sometimes echad ayad seledes boy vasheni ein ayad seledes boy. It's possible that either the hot water or the food, whichever one of them is yad seledes boy and one's not. Uchishemara echad lechaveroi. And when you pour one into the other, misbashlim zeim zeh. So they will cook each other. So that is the problem, which, yeah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, look in the Achroinim that they say, like it says later on in Hilchos Bishul, which we mentioned last time and already a few times, that we Ashkenazim go with the Ramah, like the Paiskim. Dimloy nitzdan ligamri afilu bedover lachem by Mishum Bishul. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch over there holds that there is bishul achar bishul. So therefore, if you have something that has been cooked, but then it is no longer yad seledes boy, it's not cold, but it's not boiling hot anymore. So the Mechaber holds, or at least the Machleik is over there, but he holds that there's bishul achar bishul. Now, if you do something to heat it back up, it will be cooking it. And the Ramah says no. Really, we hold ein bishul achar bishul, even by a davar lach. However, the minig is, says the Ramah, that we go lekula if it's not nitzdanein legamri, if it's not mamish, freezing cold, till then, even if it's not yatzeledis boy, but if it's not nitzdanein legamri, we will still say ein bishul achar bishul. So therefore, this mechaber here may be tully in what he holds over there and what we hold over there. So he's saying the Achroinim say that according to the way we say over there that as long as it's not nitzdan legamrei, even by a davar lach, ein by mishum bishaloid, im kain, so memela, in our story, afilu ima echad ein ayad seledes boy, so even if one of them is not yad seledes boy, as long as it's not freezing cold, bi ischame maidea taruvis, even though it now will be heated up by the hot one, gam kain shari, it shouldn't be a problem. So therefore, we wouldn't have to be moicha like the mechaber is being moicha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is ma'isim mechal yoyim. Shenoisin l'soy chakor kidneys that they put into a plate some type of beans. Uma'are aleyan mikli rishon roitav shal basar. So this was the chalent. They used to make this type of chalent that they would put some beans into the plate and then they would pour on it from a kli rishon the roitav shal basar, the gravy, and that made the chalent with the beans. V'im kain. So now l'chayra, kevin sha kitnias b'klisheini, since the kitnias are in a klisheini, va irui humi klirishain, and the irui is from a klirishain, havale bishul, it's bishul, so why is it okay? Alar karchach kevin shaloi nitzdan l'gamri l'shayach by bishul, so must be the reason he's bringing a raya from ma'isim b'chol yoyim. Ma'isim b'chol yoyim, we do it, how could you do it? Must be the answer is Kevin Shalain Itzdan and the Gamri Loishayach Boy Bishul. Now, the obvious question one may ask here and say, kidneys seems to be a Dover Yavish, right? By a davar yavish, everybody agrees. Ein boy, ein bishalach bishal. So what exactly is the mishabrua bringing a raya from the kidneys, which seem to be dry beans, and then you're just pouring on top of it? There's no problem. So if you look at the Sharatzion ayin ches, the bottom of the Amud Aleph there, he says the afsha kidneys who davar yavish uvay lekule al mein bishalach bishal afilu nitzan legamri mikom mokem al piroiv yesh be marakam kain. The kidneys also had some gravy. Kidneys weren't dry. They also had some gravy in it. So it's not so much about the kidneys that we're talking about here. We're talking about the gravy that the kidneys is in, and it is in a klisheni, right? Because it's in the plate or the bowl. And now you're pouring on it straight from the kli rishon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's ma'isa b'chol yayim. So how is it possible? You're cooking the marak. Must be, like we're saying, because it's not in itzdan and legamri. That's the case. And therefore, there's no problem. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that this whole macha that the Beis Yosef wants to make here is not so such a big macha that we need to make by us, unless it's something that's mamish nitzdan and legamri. The efsher, so now, continues the Mishnah Berurah, shelezek kivin harama. Maybe that's what the Rama here says, in the parentheses on the top there, at the end of the sif, he says, ayin lekamon simin shen yilches. Why is he saying that? The Rama is telling you, go look over there, and you'll see what I said there, and you don't have to worry so much over here either. However, the Magen Avraham in his Maskana says the Mishnah Berurah is Mashma, the Afshein Limchais Biyad Hanoyagim Lahakil, that even though we can't protest those who are being lenient in this case with the kidneys and the gravy, Toiv Yoiser Linoik Shalayla Arois Haroischim in Akli Rishon Lekara Amasha Besoichaikim Bekaf. There's still a person should be Noyig, it's better to be Noyig, not to pour the hot gravy from the Kli Rishon straight in, even though we're saying you could be Mekel, because that's what we say over there. However, you should take it with a ladle. So if you take it with a ladle, the gravy, so now the ladle is already a klisheni, and you're pouring it into the marak, it's not such a problem. Okay. Now, v'makidnias ima marak shebekara nitzdan and legamri. Now, if it was mamish nitzdan and legamri, so then now over here he says beferish. You see, kidneys im hamarak, right? He didn't say that before. Before he said just kidneys. So you see, clearly we're talking about the problem is the sauce or the gravy that's on the kidneys. If that's the sound of gamrim, then bevadeyesh medina lizar shalalishba chalei amiklirishon ki ma'yedei kaf. Then you medina, you have to be careful because even though ein bishul achar bishul, but as the Rama said, if it's nistan and legamre, we are choshesh for the shitas of yesh bishul achar bishul, and therefore, for sure in this case, it's not just yoyser linhag, toiv yoyser linhag, here it's medina, you have to be extra careful to use a ladle, so then it'll be a cliche, need a ladle, and it won't be such a problem. Okay. Sifhei. Mutter late losses al pi kederes chamin b'shabes tavshel shenisbashel merav shabes. Kol tzorchei. If you have something that was fully cooked from merav shabes, and now you want to take that thing and you want to put it on top of a pot on Shabbos. So mutter liten, you're allowed to put on a kederes chamin b'shabes, on a pot full of food on Shabbos, a tavshel that was already cooked. Kegoin pandish uchayotze behem, l'chamim on to heat it up. Lefisha ein derech bishul bekach, because that's not a normal way of cooking, so there's no problem. Avalahat min tachas habigodim anasuna agabi ameicham vadeyoser. But if you have the on top of your pot, you have some begodim there, so that's more of like hatmana issue over here, and now you want to put a food under that you can't do. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat, let's see, pehei. Al pi kederes chamin. Afilu hi oimedes ala ish. So number one, we're talking about even if this pot is on the fire, you're allowed to do this. Peivov, kol tzarchei, the food has to be fully cooked. Da, didas harajba, didover shekvar nisbashel, afilu im nitzdan en achra kach legamri, sules be mishum bishul. The Rashba Shita, he is the one of the opinion, ain bishul achar bishul by everything. So he says something that's already cooked, even if it's nitzdan legamri, there's no bishul afilu hu davar sheyesh by reitev. And that's the sheet of ain bishul achar bishul by everything. Avol haShulchan Aruch sasam lekamon b'simin sheyiches yiftal kedas harash. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, as we said, he was soisim later like the Rosh HaSoiver, divadavar sheyesh by marak im nitzdanen yesh by achar kach oid mishum bishul. He holds like the Rosh, that holds that something that is a davar lach, if it's nitzdanen, now nitzdanen in the world of the Rosh, in the world of the Mechaber, doesn't mean legamri, it means it's not boiling hot anymore, right? So there is bishul achar bishul. So now, so he's wondering here, what's going on over here in this tavshil that the Bechaber is saying you could put it on the pot? What happened to Bishul Achar Bishul? So he says, because he says, Kigoin Pandish, V'acha B'Pandish D'Meikel HaShulcharuch L'Chamimon, V'afilum Yatzel Edesboy, hear that the Shulchan Aruch is Meikel, that you could heat it up and it'll even be if it'll get hot, Mishum Du Dover Shein B'Reiteh. Because this pandish is a davar yavesh. Oh, it's a dry thing. Dry thing everyone holds that it's a ein bishul achar bishul. Ki pandish, what is a pandish? I'll tell you what it is. Hu lechem afui hamimulo bevasar. It is like a knish. So you have it's dough, that baked bread that's filled with meat. So all this is called yavesh. So there's no problem with that. And everybody agrees, even it's not in legamri, there's no bishul. So according to the Mechaber, the way he says it, and that's why he says kigoin pandish, he's telling you it has to be a davar yavish, lishitasai, that by a davar lach, you're going to get into problem of bishul achar bishul. So now, pei zayin, she'ein derech bishul b'kach, because this is not a normal way of cooking. Right, Zalaimer. What is the Mechaber saying with this? The after kaim alon sha'asur li ten lechatchila b'shabes al akira. Till now, the only thing we were allowed to ever do to put something on an oven was either before Shabbos or chazara, which is a continuation before Shabbos. But to put something lechatchila on an oven on Shabbos, that's asur. Afilu nisbasho kol tzarchai, even if it's fully cooked. V'hudavar cham, even if it's hot. V'gam akira grufo k'tuma. And even if the kira is gruva k'tuma, that doesn't make any difference. That does not help you to put things on the fire on Shabbos. Hasa matam mishum denira kimavashal b'Shabbos. Right? Whenever you put something on the fire anew on Shabbos, even though you may not be cooking in halacha, but it's nira kimavashal. That was always the problem. The derech bishul b'kach, because this is the normal way of cooking. Abel hacha ein derech bishul bekach ayidei hefza kedera ve'ein nira kemevashal. So the chiddush here is that when you have a full pot of food and you're putting food on top of that, that's not a normal way of cooking. V'im yesh bay, and we'll talk about this more in a second, let's just finish this sifkatan. Im yesh bay har bay shuman shenikrash yesh lahachmer mishum noilad. Now there's another problem. If there happens to be a lot of fat here that's congealed, on the, because this was a knish and there was meat there, so when meat gets cold, whatever, if there's a lot of fat there, so it gets congealed. So the problem is now that you're going to heat it up, it's going to start melting. So now it's going to go from a solid to a liquid. This is a problem. Mishum noilad shenimayach hashuman kimay shikasav sim shinchesiv tezayim magoi shom. That's a whole sugya later on in the end of Shin Yud Ches, what to do with this shuman. So that's the geata over there. So now, before we go weiter, we have to turn back the page to the page before. We have to go back to the Bi'ur Halacha on Sif Gimel. The Bi'ur Halacha on Sif Gimel, V'yizar Shelo Yosim. It says over there, Sif Gimel, we said last time, you wake up in the morning and your challen's burning, so you take it off the fire, you take an empty pot and put it on the Kira, and then you could put your food, your challen, back on that empty pot. But you have to have the tnaim of chazara, that you did not put it down on the ground, or whatever those tnaim are. And the Bi'ur Halacha says, diminicha magage karka, because once you put it on the ground, ein hazeh shem chazara, kisharoitza l'nichach acharkach, it's not chazara anymore. Uchitchilas hanacha damya. It's like putting it brand new. The aser afilu api kira grufa k'tuma. That doesn't help you, it's grufa k'tuma. You can't do anything brand new on Shabbos. Even the Rama agrees, everybody agrees, Hanacha b'tchila b'Shabbos is Aser. We have a stira in the mechaber. The lekamon b'sif hey, the sif we just learned hetik ledinas diver haravshava. Shuvah beveisay shemaram perakira shekasa b'shmay sham. Dumotel liten chatchila b'shabbes. You're allowed to even put lechatchila on Shabbos in our sif that we just learned. Dav shakedera hatachtoina emedes aloeish. Now even though the bottom pot is on the fire, came and she mafsekes, but since it's mafsik from what you're putting on top, umamid hakdeira alel, you're putting your pot on top of this pot, ein derech bishul bekach, vadifo mikira gruva ketuma, it's better than gruva ketuma, vavikimamin neged hamidura, demutaraf b'shabbos in mivusha kol tzarchai. So we just said in Sif Hey, you can even do lechatchilo on Shabbos, put this on top of the pot that's sitting on the fire. Finally, come on, fine. Prati din zeh. So L'chaira, here in Sif Gimel, by the empty pot, he says you can only do Chazara. If you put it down on the ground, you made a hefsek in your original cooking, you can't put it on this empty pot. And in Sif Hey, he says you could put it on the pot on Shabbos. So that seems to be a stira. Umatzasi b'dogam ervava shenitchak b'zeh, he says, I found that the dogam ervava was nitchak b'zeh. Because of the efshir, the mechaber samachatzmi also saran, the chayvan shayim pandish darkal afoisaga b'kiriyesh l'hokal b'zayin sham, he wants to say, the dogam ervava, the Ran says there's a difference between maybe baking and cooking. You don't bake on the top of a kira. Just baking always, by definition, has to be inside something, in an oven. You can't bake on an open fire, right? So therefore, the case before was the case of our case was the pandish. Now, we said it was because it's a davar yavish, but the Dogma Ravava wants to say maybe the reason is dafka that, because it's mamish ein darkei bekach to do a baking on top. But if it's a pot of chalent, like in Siv Gimel, that is a normal way, perhaps, to heat things up, and that would be aser unless it's chazara. V'udoichi gadol, the mechabel isfir lo kalshit is around Ladina, fine, v'chei muchach mibir agro, b'siv hei, the tamash ulchanarach, svi lekshit to the ragbanal, ayin sham, fine. So that, he doesn't like that teretz. Achar kach matzasi b'prima gadim. Then I found in the prima gadim, says the bi'alocha, sheyishav zu akushya b'tuv tam. Now, there are other yeshuvim to the question, but it seems that the Shulchan Aruch Rav talks about it, but it seems that the Mishnah Berurah likes the Prima Gadim the best. V'hu, the Besiv Hei She'ayri Ve'medes Agavi K'deiris Chamin Oitavshil, in Siv Hei, it's talking about a full pot. It's full of food. Full of food, the pot. Lo Nechshav Klal Koimin Agavi Kira. So if you put something else on top of that, that is not considered you're putting it on the oven. There's a full pot of food here that's being mafsik. Ulahachi mutar af liten lechatchila b'shabbos. That's so abnormal that it's mutar af liten lechatchila b'shabbos. Mashen ken binyaneinu shakadei reikonis. Voy medis rak listei meschei makira. But in our case, you're not cooking anything on the oven with your empty kira, with the empty kadeira. Adarabba. The whole reason you're putting the kedera is because since I don't want the food directly on the fire, and I'm taking it off, but I need it on the fire, so what am I supposed to do? So therefore, I put this kedera here to make listoim es chayim akira. I want to just close up the heat, shaloyeh kol kachayim, so that it shouldn't be so hot, so that my food shouldn't continue burning. So then, since your whole kavana with the pot is just to minimize the heat, so all you get out of it is equal to grufa ketuma. The aser lita nalea shabbos tav shelechatchila. You can only do chazar on that. You can't do something new on top of that. Uve emes. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if in Sif Gemel you woke up in the morning and you saw your tavshil is burning and you don't want it to burn more, and you had another pot cooking next to it that's still doing fine, you could pick up your chalent and put it on top of that pot, and there will be no problem, because that is that, well, that for sure you could do, right? Kol Shekein, right? Because here he's saying you can even do it even lechatchila on Shabbos, but he's saying that's another eitzah here that you could do. So, and he's saying you could even do it on Shabbos lechatchila. You could even put it on lechatchila. So the privagodim is b'miyash of the stira here, very gishmak. And he's saying, in Sif Gimel, we're talking about you're putting an empty kedera there. The whole point of it is just to be soysim lechayim. You only get grufa ketum out of that. Masha'en kein, in Sif Hey, it's a full cooking pot. Full cooking pot, to go put something on top of that is mamish ein derech levashel. So as long as you don't have any bishel achar bishel issue, any bishel issues, like a dry thing or not nitzan in the gamri, the fact that you're putting it on the thing is not derech levashel at all. So that's the whole thing he asked last time about putting things on top of the chalent, a Shabbos morning, taking a dry thing or something, so not nitzan in the gamri, and putting it on. You put some kugel on there, put some akne, whatever you put on there, some deli roll, whatever it is, there's no problem with putting it on the full chalent, because that's this case of Sif Hei.
Even though it could be hotter.
Doesn't make a difference. Right. That's a bishul problem. Oh, yeah, it's not, yeah, right. There's Mexican Mavashal, this is not Mexican Mavashal. You say, and then if getting hot, you just have to take care of the bishul issue.
And the Stanagamri is a problem?
Stanagamri, again, if it's a Dover Yavesh, there's a bishul achar bishul. So there's no problem, even in Stanagamri, right?
Yeah.
So most of the things that the things should be going there are davar yavish, right? A kugel, those are davar yavish. If you want to take your chicken soup and put it on there, that's a problem, right? That's a problem. Okay, let's see one more Mishnah Berurah. I think we still have to do peches avalahatmin. Right, so loymar dim kederas hachamim oyamecham haya mechusam el ma'ala bebegadim. If the kedera, the hakedera, was also covered with begadim, now afilu ein eish tachteha, afilu main eish tachteha, because if it is eish tachteha, there was a problem that might be atzmana bedaver hamayisiv heva. We had that before, right? If it's on the fire and you put clothing on top of it, that might be. So we're talking about even if there's no fire under it, gam kein osu lahatmin apandish tachas habegodim mishum miser atzmana. But that's a problem of atzmana. What?
That would be a problem.
That's it. No shaykh is there, right? Right, it's atzmana by itself. The kaim alone, the also lahatmin b'shabbos afilu tavshil shemavushikol tzarche v'cham afilu b'davar shemayisiv hevel. That's also on Shabbos. Okay, let's do a drop more in the Ramah. V'yesh matirin litein l'soich hatanur sh'afu boi mi ba'ajayim. Again, when you read these Ramahs, you see there was a problem. They needed hot food. This was a problem, right? They didn't have these ovens. They had to figure out eitzes how to get their food hot. So that's why we had before, there was the minig to put in the tanurim shalanu, right? In the morning, they used to put back the chalent. He has then tried me melametz chus. So now, yesh matirin litin leseich tanur sha'afu bay mi ba'ay join. This was a tanur that was used to bake on Erev Shabbos. So it still retained its heat. However, the me'achash le'itminu bay rak afu bay ba'ay join. Now, if they used to put all their chalents in there, so then the pshat is they made sure there was always a lot of heat in there. The thing was very, very hot. Being very hot, that's a different story. Mashenkin, it was just used Erev Shabbos, and it wasn't made to keep the chalents overnight, so therefore, it's loinisha b'irak hevomat. There's only a little bit of heat in there. It's warm in there, a little heat. Vein lachush levishal. And therefore, you don't have to be chayshish for bishal, because anyways, the thing is not so hot. As long as it was not nitzdanein legamri. As long as it was not nitzdanein legamri. Now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. I skip one? Or I missed one? Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the Ramah. I said the beginning of the Ramah I missed. I'm sorry, I thought I messed up the line. So let's just read the first line of the Ramah. Hagav, uadin sha'asu lanicha gabikira afilu grufa ketuma d'leitira l'chazara kederach shenisbar. That's obvious, that you can't put it on a grufa ketuma, it has to be only on the pot. Okay, peites. Sha'asu lanichai, banocha l'chatchila b'shabes asur afilu adayin reseach mitzdamik v'raloi, even if it's boiling hot, it's mitzdamik v'raloi, hanocha l'chatchila z'asur. Then he said, "Litein l'soich." So that was our matter to put it in the tanur. Haynu shenoisim b'shabbos ba'boiker b'soich ha'tanur. Hatavshel shenisbashel. You have a cook thing. It's Shabbos morning. You want it to warm up a little bit for the meal. Kedei shi'ischamin. The afshe b'soich ha'tanur v'akira kaimelan dafilu gar v'katam asul achzer. Deina murturak al gabo. What do you mean? We already said before, you can never put it toich ha'tanur. Asur to put it toich ha'tanur chazara. Since this was not really used to keep the chalent overnight, there's only a little bit of heat. And it's not near a kimavashal. Now the Bishartian says, so what are we talking about over here? The Shartzian says in Peches, it's not freezing. If it would be freezing, there's no point. It's hot in there. It's Yatze Ledis. It's a big chiddush, these Yesh Matirim are saying, that even though it looks like an oven that you cook in, it's hot enough to be an oven that you cook in, it's Yatze Ledis boy, but nobody cooks in an oven that was only heated yesterday. Right? It was heated yesterday. The fire wasn't going a whole night. There was no coals there all night. It's on its cooling way down. That is cold enough that it's not near a kemevash ha'ideza. Umashma katiriz mishabrua, dimayutam b'chamim b'erev, if taki you kept your chalent there, dinafish havle de tanar, so then adarabu was cocking hot a whole night, hayasu litim b'voikar atavshul shenisbashul k'day lizchamein, because that's already mechzi kemevashul. So it comes out very dakistic. The same oven, it depends what you used it for Friday night. If you use it to bake your challah Shabbos Friday afternoon and nothing, Shabbos morning, even though it's hot, it's not near a kemevashul. Mashenkin, if I kept my chal in it overnight, in the same oven in the morning, is now near Kemavashel. V'kolzeh hula ha'kolboy. Avol b'darki Moshe, v'chein me'haramol ilbasif beiz ba'ago muchach, d'noegin l'hokil l'achzil l'tanur b'chol gavni. Over there we said that you're allowed to put it into the tanur b'chol gavni, and the reason was because they were soymech on the shita of the ran, that the tznoim of, right, what was the reason? Again, over there, lahachzer b'chol gavni mishayim shom tayv lahachmer. Over there was chazara. Was there chazara? We said over there, the Rama said you could put it back in because there were saimech on the shitas that hold that all the tnai chazara are only if you took it off erev Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, right? But if you did it, took it on Shabbos and you wanted to put it back, even agave karkas mutar v'cheinagim tanurim shalanu. So this case would have to be a case, right, again, because this is a case of chazara. It's a case of chazara. So it would have to be, in other words, the only case that he's talking about, it was on the fire Friday night still, and you took it off. That has to be, right? That was the Rama talking about before, right? And here it sounded like v'yesh matir and litin l'seichatanar, sounds like even l'chatchila, they would take something that even was not on the fire on Shabbos. So it's on the Mishmur is, I think, mixing two things together over here. You have to know, make sure each one works. Okay, one more line, legamri. So he said, "Bovad shalein itzdan legamri." So now this is a pella. What's going on over here? Itzdan and legamri is by a davar lach. We were talking a pandish here. Pandish is davar yavesh. A davar yavesh, even if it's itzdan legamri, lechayr it should be okay. Dimayatav shul itzdan legamri kaim alon diyesh oy boy oyd mishum bishul va'aser lahaniach afilu b'tanur the shem yagia tav shul ad she yehe yatzel ledus boy. So it sounds like that he's talking all of a sudden now only about a davar lach, that you have to make sure it's not in legamri because it's going to get cooked. It's going to get cooked. We'll see that point in a minute. The last thing, v'yesh machmirim bazeh, did we say that? V'yesh machmirim bazeh, let's see the next mishabarua, taimam, d'chazor l'teichatan aloy l'moser. The second shita says no. You're putting it into the tanner, that's usser. You can't differentiate how hot the thing is. Chacham didn't give their words to Shurim. If it's yet, like I said before, if I used it before Shabbos, I didn't use it, I used it on Shabbos, it could be the same heat and you're telling me there's differences. It has to be it's boiling, is tanur is yad seledis now, because if not, that's nothing. If the thing is cold, there's no problem at all. So again, that's not an issue. Now, the one last thing we have to say here is like this. This words of Vivad Shalayin Itzdan and Legamri. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, very important Bir Halacha here. The Bir Halacha says, Ayin Memagen Avram Shekosav, Vafilu B'dover Shein B'Marak, Deles B'Mishum Bishul, Aser Im Nitzdanin. The Bir Halacha says, that the Magen Avram says, even something that is dry. It is not lach. And there's no problem of bishul achar bishul. It's still usher if it's nitzdan and legamri to go put it on your stove on Shabbos. Why? Da'avilei kemaniach lekira lechatchila b'Shabbos the usher d'leitira elechazara ad kan l'shoinei. What does that mean? V'kavanasei. The lekay al pandish akasiv l'mayla. L'chayru, we're going back on the kigoyin pandish, which was a dry thing. Du'davar shein b'marak. Like we said before. So why did now the Rama all of a sudden say, Vivashala and it's done in the Gamri? It's a Davar Yavish. We don't care if it's on the Gamri. The Osir Bezebisham Davle Kemeniach, Kira Lechatchila. The Magen Avram is Mechadish a new thing. And the Magen Avram says that a Davar Yavish that's Nitzdan in the Gamri is no longer called Chazara. The fact that it became cold is the hefsik from the Shehiya before Shabbos. The whole Yisayit of Chazara is it's a continuation from Arab Shabbos. So therefore, you need das, and you can't put it down on the floor. The fact that you need that it should be hot, we said, that's not a Chazara issue, that's a Bishul issue. You got to make sure that you're not doing Bishul. So it would depend if it's a cold thing, it's a hot, it's a, if it's a davar lach or not. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, no. If it's Nitzdan and Legamrim, even a Dover Yavish, there's no problem of cooking this thing, but you do have a Chazara problem. The fact that it's cold means that there was a break from the original Shehiya. That's a Chiddush the Magen Avraham says. Magen Avraham's Chiddushes. But if you look at the Gra and these words of Loisha Nisan and Legamri, he says, Uvilvad Kinal, like we said before. That we said before, Chazara needs it to be hot. Why do we say it needs to be hot? For it's a Loimer, that Tam Kemosha Kosav Reshiv Beis, Divin and Shere Sachas Davka, Uchemosha Birsha Grosha Matam, Dimnitstan Yaid Boy Bishul, because it's a Bishul issue. If you look at the source of this Rama on the Darke Moshe, you'll see Shekasav Dividover Tzayne Neagin Kabeisayisit V'Choshin Lahachmer Umizeh Neivea Divra Rama Bagazu V'yodua D'tama Beisayisit Shemachmer Mishum Dibin and Shirei Sachas V'chumayishik Shebeisayisit V'atzmai V'tchila V'tam Shirei Sachas Akosav B'siv Beis Halabir Sham Beisayisit V'atzmai D'iloy Achi Yishayach Oid Bishol. So the Darke Moshe himself says, why am I saying this? Because we're being chayshish for the Beis Yosef Shita. The Beis Yosef Shita is a Bishul Shita. So the Darkei Moshe himself is Mavur, we're in the world of Bishul. Mikol zeh muchach shapir shu kagra, and not like this new chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Aye, the kash of the Magen Avraham is asking, we're going on pandish, du dover yashbeish, pashat ramo kala bayesh mitirin, gam dover sheish me marak. That was in the Mechaber, but when the Rama said, Yesh Matirim Shabbos morning to put something in, as long as it's not Nitzdan and Legamri, he was referring to even Lach, right? He was changing the story a bit. And on that he said, make sure it's not Nitzdan and Legamri. But if it's Davar Yavish, you don't have to worry about that at all. So there comes up a big machlokes here between the Gaon and the Magen Avraham in how to learn up this Rama. If by a Dover Yavesh that became Nitzdan and Legamri, so Bishul you have no problem, will you have a problem of that it's Noisen Lechatchila B'Shabbos or not? Or is it just regular dinim that there's no problem of being Noisen Lechatchila B'Shabbos? This is Yisai Dizdika Machlokes. I remember that when I was learning this, so a guy came in he went home for Shabbos or something. He came back and he said he saw Shabbos morning. He was by his sister's house, and his sister went to the fridge Shabbos morning, and took a piece of kugel out of the fridge, picked up the top of the crock pot, and threw the kugel into the challen Shabbos morning. And he looked at her and he said, "What are you doing?" So she said, "I could do that." She said, "Reb Reuven Weinstein said it's b'dieved okay." That was what she said. So everyone was like floored, like, what is going on over here? So anyways, so I happened to be at a chasana that night in Bisfeka, and Reuven Feinstein was beside the Kedushin. So, so I went over to him, and I said, I heard a psak from the Reshiva from this past Shabbos, And he looks at me and says, I don't remember ever pasking such a thing. And okay, turned out later, went back to the guy, told him, Reuven said, I never remembered it. He went back to the sister, it wasn't Reuven, it was somebody else, it wasn't this story, it was a different story. It wasn't B'dievet, it was, you know, B'shas, Sakonas Nefashis, you know, whatever it was, you know what I mean? It was like, it was everything else was wrong about the story. But anyway, what happened was, as he says to me, he says, okay, but let's talk about what this is. So basically, she did Chazara on Shabbos, Chazara b'shoigeg on Shabbos, right? Okay, Chazara b'shoigeg on Shabbos. So I said, 1 second, L'chaira, wasn't it Nesina l'chatchila? It wasn't Chazara, she took it out of the fridge. The thing was cold. So he kept on telling me, no, it's Chazara. And I was like, now, I don't think we're learning Hichel Shabbos at the time. I think we're learning Bozo B'chalav or something. But this guy came in with this story. So he said, it's not Chazara, it's the Sina L'chatchila. No, it's Chazara, my father said it's Chazara. So then I said, okay, fine. So okay, Chazara, B'shoigi, B'dievet, we have all before, we had this thing. Nesina Agabe Karka, right? L'chaira, you know, Daita L'achzira. Again, I don't know exactly, you have to figure out the case of what it was. But so I came back, I said, well, so when I went, I found this Bir Halacha. So Lamaisa, he was saying like the Gain. He was saying like the Gain that since it's a Dover, even if it's a Dover Yavish, Shenitstan and Legamri, it's still all the world of Chazara. It's not a problem. The Magen Avraham was Mechadish, a new thing, Nesina L'chatchila. Nesina L'chatchila, L'chair will have its own halachas. Could be that's Osir and Ganset.
Isn't putting it into the crock pot much like putting it on the fire?
You're putting it.
You're putting it inside the crock pot.
Right, so it's Chazara B'Isser. Chazara means putting something back on the oven, right? Right, putting it back on the oven, right? Now, could be there was a blech on it.
Or mamish like on the fire, doesn't it?
Well, there was a blech there.
No, not if you put it inside the crock pot.
There's a blech under the crock, under the between the crock pot and the base. There's a blech, right?
So that's the same.
So you're in the world of Chazara, right? You're in the world of Chazara. Your mom is putting on the fire, right? Yeah. It's Chazara, right? But if you, Chazara, so now, Chazara.
Take from the fire and you put it back.
Right, so that's the right way of doing it. But b'diavad, even if we put it down, as long as it wasn't al gabi akarka, right? And l'chaira, this person they had in mind, I would guess, let's say they had in mind Friday night when they took it off that the leftover is going to go on tomorrow's challen. Sounds like we're shining a minig already, right? So, right, it wasn't agave karka. So we had it to be halacha said that b'dieved, if it's mutter lefi any shita, so b'dieved chazara would be, right, but chazara is asur, b'shoigeg, but only if it's also according to every shita. So if we could find one shita that it's okay, and the other bi'alacha said, da'ite lachzir is enough, even agave karka, kol shekein if you just put it in the fridge, right? So that would be still all the world of chazara. So could be b'diavad it was takamotzer to eat the kugel if you have all the right things here. If it would be nesina lechatchila b'shabbos, could be nesina lechatchila b'shabbos, you don't have a hat to even b'diavad.
Why is it b'diavad?
What do you mean?
She did on
purpose. No, not her. The first time she did it. The first time she did it in Asta Shaila. Right, if someone by mistake did it. The first time she did it, by mistake. Right, this time it wasn't b'dieved. Right. This time it wasn't b'dieved. This was, you know,
when
the Shaila was asked the first time and someone told her if it's b'dieved, okay. So l'chaira, that's how l'chaira would be. Yeah. Okay. So,